702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
Well, researchers linked sitting for long periods of time with a number of health concerns, and these include obesity and a cluster of conditions, right, that include blood pressure, high blood sugar, excess body fat around the waist, and abnormal cholesterol levels. And of course, what have we been doing all lockdown long? Staying at home, being in our homes, probably chained to a desk and very much sedentary, right? Because your usual range and scope of activities has not been available to you, especially in the stricter levels of our initial lockdown. At any rate, to help us talk more on the effects of long duration sitting, I'm joined by physiotherapist and author Leslie Mayer. Good morning, Leslie Mayer. Trust you well.
Yes, very well, thank you. Thanks for speaking with me. It's a very good topic that you've picked this morning. Very interesting and very pertinent at this moment in time.
Very, very pertinent. Leslie, before we get into it, quick question for you. That scientific explainer on how to make the perfect cup of tea, does it resonate with you? How do you take your tea, if at all?
I don't drink tea at all. But my mother is a teetotaler, and she swears by putting the milk in first, and then the tea. And if I make tea, she says, no, it's blue. So I can't make tea because I can't make tea.
Well, there you go. Your mom's been right all along. So you can just you can grab the article and send it to her and say, Mom, listen, you were definitely onto something. Now you've got the scientific backing behind it. But let's get to the matter at hand, Leslie. You know, we are told constantly that sitting for long durations is problematic. And, you know, very, very simply, one thinks, okay, well, essentially, we're being reminded that we need to move our bodies and just get the blood flowing, right? Or try as much as possible to get those 10,000 steps in. But what are the real dangers of the kind of lifestyle that we live?
So if we just break it down to the basics, and we start with how you're sitting. So when you're sitting, you are changing your biomechanics of your back, so the posture of your lower back, and you end up getting like a flat back because you're sitting all slouched. Now, that increases pressure on your discs, which can later result in disc lesions with the radiating pain down your leg. Then, just because you're sitting all the time and you're not stretching your quads, so your thigh muscles, you will, after a while, not be able to stand up straight anymore, and you walk forward like an old person. You know those slouchy people like the hunchback, and you can't straighten your legs up. And I see a lot of my patients that are working at the desk. They cannot stand upright. They've almost got like a little L shape at their hip. And then this causes pain on the knee, pain in the hip, pain in the bum. And I've had several people phone me going, oh, you know, I don't know what's the matter with me. I've suddenly got this pain in my hip and I don't know what's going on. And I say to them, well, what have you been doing? No, nothing, just been working. I said, yeah, but it's lockdown, which means that you haven't gotten up to leave the house, to drive your car, to go to work, to get out, to walk to your office, to go and sit down there. So you haven't done your 250 steps before you started work.
Sure.
Now, all you've done is walk down the passage and sit.
Yeah. Leslie, I mean, I can attest to the strain of being at a desk or being at a certain type of desk. I've had about 4 sessions with my physiotherapist over the last over the last 2 months, and obviously sitting at a desk and how I sit, posture, etc., are behind all of this, including my work setup. So we had to take a big look at that. But she told me an interesting fact, and I wonder if you agree with this, or if this is, you know, how true this is. But essentially, that you can, if you measure yourself at the start of a day and sit all day and measure yourself once again, you've shrunk. I was like, is this real or was she just scaring me into action?
So why it happens is at night when you're sleeping, your disc lesions hydrate and then they fill up and they stretch you out. And then during the day, the compression reduces the water and that in your disc lesions and that which makes you shrink.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we've established that it's fact. I didn't doubt her for a second. Just wanted to check. So, Leslie, you know, so we understand what the risks of sitting too much are. How do we fix all of this? We can't get away from the fact that many of us are performing jobs that require us to be desk bound, and we're not always in a position to go out and buy an ergonomic chair. Those are expensive. We're not always in a position to change our work setup if you're going into those into the office or into studio. How do we get around this and empower ourselves?
So there's a couple of simple things that one can do. So for instance, if your desk is too low, so when you're sitting, your ankles must be at 90 degrees, your knees at 90, your hips at 90. If your feet are dangling, put a little footstool under it. Those are fairly cheap. You can even put a couple of bricks under your feet. And if your chair is too low, even if you've got
a reason, sorry, Lizzie, I'm going to stop you. The reason behind making sure your feet are essentially grounded?
Because if they hang, they will cause pressure on the back of your hamstring, which will irritate the nerves there and irritate the blood supply down to your feet, which can cause swelling in the legs.
Okay.
And because you aren't walking as much, your calves are your pumping action to get the swelling back up to your heart. And when you're sitting sedentary, you're not getting any pumping action, so you're going to get fat ankles.
Okay. All right.
Which are swollen ankles.
Sure. Next one.
All right. So then your arms, your neck must be relaxed, your elbows at 90 degrees, and your wrists comfortable in front of you. And often if the wrist is the wrist and the shoulder is up, you will get upper neck pain and spasm in your upper trapezius, which will then give you radiating headache to your temples.
Mm-hmm.
You might even, with your poking chin going forward, looking at the screen, it activates your sternocleidomastoid muscle, which is the muscle on the front of the neck, which would give you headaches above your eyes, in your eyes, face pain, tooth pain, disorientation, dizziness. That's about pain on the back of the head, pain on the top of the head, and that's just from looking at your screen.
Sure.
So, and if your screen is slightly to the right or the left, you will activate that same muscle, which would cause you dizziness, ringing in the ears, spots in front of the eyes, red eyes, watery eyes. All those things come from looking at the screen in an incorrect posture.
Mm.
And you need to avoid all of this by breaking every 2 hours. So you can even get these things on the internet that block your screen. So every 2 hours, it blocks your screen so that you have to get up.
Sure.
You get up, you move around, you walk a couple of steps, you do your stretches, and then you sit down again and carry on working. Because we do get sucked down a rabbit hole when we're working. I've seen it on myself when I'm sitting behind the computer. And when you look again, 4 hours have gone, and you've done nothing. You've parked there.
Sure.
So you have to move, break every 2 hours, set your alarm on your phone, whatever you can do, get up, walk around, move around, go get something to drink. But like they say, every hour you're actually trying to get the 250 steps, and adding those all up gets you your 10,000 steps.
All
and
right.
With children especially, it is vital, vital, vital that they partake in sport. Now, I know a lot of the schools have had their reduction in sports because of the COVID, but they must be active because they are developing and they are growing. And if we do not strengthen the muscles are not strong enough to even keep them upright. And then they get neck problems. And especially if they're doing a lot of on their phones looking down or behind the computer playing games or watching TV, the postures that they assume are not very good postures. And these then weaken the muscles. And if you've got a forward slouchy posture, your bones will later on start biodegrading into a triangle shape instead of staying a square shape.
Sure.
And that's when you start getting scoliosis or kyphosis or lordosis, all those funny medical terms that we use. Those are all to say that they either go a hunchback of Notre Dame, or they look like they are pretzel, or they have an S-shaped back. And those are all because of how we sit, how we work, how we behave.
Leslie, now that we've established how much of an extreme sport sitting actually is, right? Let's go into those other conditions. You've mentioned sort of the musculoskeletal sort of aspects of all of this, but at the very top of our conversation, I spoke about the fact that obesity is one thing to look out for, and then things like increased blood pressure, high blood sugar, excess fat around the waist, abnormal cholesterol levels. Can we expect the same things in children as well as adults when we're sitting too long and essentially just living a sedentary lifestyle?
If I just look at my son last year, because he wasn't going to school and he wasn't doing any sport, and you cannot force them to do something that they don't want to do. He became a fat blob. And he's now gone back to school where they have to run between classes. He lost 11 kilograms in a month.
Sure, you can.
And that's just from activity. And he reported to me, because I've been saying to him, exercise is vital. You have to exercise, you have to feel good, because it releases endorphins that are your happy hormones.
Sure.
These endorphins are stronger than morphine and make you feel better. So they reduce depression. They reduce your weight. when your waist circumference reaches bigger than your hip circumference, so in other words, you've got a big fat round belly, you get called Syndrome X, and it's a ticking time bomb as to whether you, when you're going to be turning into a diabetic. So it first goes high blood pressure, then it goes cholesterol, then it goes diabetic. And if you do not lose the weight through exercise, through healthy eating, and eating is not always going to cut it. So you could have a healthy eating program, but if you're not getting enough exercises, you're not going to lose the weight and you're not going to sleep well. So if you, again, if you're sitting all day watching TV, 2 hours of watching TV alters your brainwaves. And there was a study that was done when TV first came out in the 1940s where they said that there was a 300% increase in murders in South Africa compared to the United States just because of TV.
300?
What we are watching. Mm. Yeah, 300%.
Sure.
Not because of what we are watching, because it was Little House on the Prairie and nice, you know, family movies and that. But it was because the TV itself alters your brainwaves and makes you aggressive. So if you watch children that are playing TV games and that, if they play longer than an hour, they become royal brats, and it's because their brainwaves are being altered. So you have to put a timer on the TV for them, you have to put a timer on the computer for them to stop this, because they have to go out, they have to run, they have to be active, they have to burn that fuel that they're getting from their foods so that they can get healthy muscle mass, they can get healthy postures, and they can sleep properly at night. If they're not getting enough activities, they are not going to sleep at night because their brain is going overload from watching the screens and the TV and the computers.
That overstimulation. Now, Leslie, what of the people that are using their standing desks and saying, well, this is a better option than sitting all day? You're essentially not circumventing the fact that you still need to move your body, but the advantages of standing whilst working, what are they, if any?
Yes. So I had a patient that suffers from severe neck pain and that, and she works like 16 hours a day, which is already too much.
Sure.
So I said to her she needed to get an ergonomic desk because the desk was incorrect. So she got those sit-stand desks. So you can sit at it for a while, work, and when you get tired of sitting, you lift it up. It just, it's got a lever, like in the hospital, those things that you eat your food on in the hospital. Just got a lever on the side, and you stand up and it goes whoops, and up it goes, and you're standing, and then you can stand and work a bit. You don't want to stand all day either, because if you look at the hairdressers and those that have to stand all day, they also get leg problems and foot problems and varicose veins and sore legs and sore muscles, because our bodies are not designed to be in one position for long periods of time. It's not designed to sit forever, and it's not designed to stand forever. You have to take it through its full range of movement, sitting to standing to walking to bending to lying on the floor to getting up again. To you have to take your body through its full range of movement. So anything that you are maintaining a single position, and even if we look at like a dentist, we sit bent forward over at patients looking into the mouth.
Sure.
When they age, their body will be growing into that position where they're looking into the person's mouth. Mm-hmm. And we have to alternate the movement by doing opposite movements through our exercise. So go to the gym and do opposite exercises. Do Pilates, do yoga, do Qigong, do all these Tai Chi movements, swimming, running, cycling. With the cycling, watch again with that forward posture. It causes a lot of strain on the lower back. So you're looking to doing opposite movements, backstroke, you know, something that opens you up.
Okay.
So that you can get a proper posture.
Sure. Okay. So everything's about sort of balancing the body and balancing the body and just making sure you're conscious of the effects of what you do throughout the day. Now, Leslie, you know, what's also really, really key, I think, is being cognizant of the amount of exercise that you need to take part in on a daily basis in order to counteract the effects of all the sitting and or standing. Reading some literature, you know, they say that if you've sat for 8 hours, you need to at least exercise for an hour. Is it a precise sort of science or equation, or are you just, you know, are we sticking to those 250 steps for every hour or 2 hours, did you say, and 10,000 steps a day?
Look, that's just to be living normally. If I look at my son, he was walking 18,000 steps at his school, and he feels amazing. The more you do, the better you feel, because you're releasing those endorphins all the time, and it's your happy hormone. So if you are not sleeping well, if you are not feeling well, if you are overweight, you must do more. Now, If you join a club, they usually don't exercise for an hour. You know, so an hour is a good regime because you're doing your warm-up for 10 minutes, then you're doing a good workout, and then you're doing a cool-down for 10 minutes, which brings you to your hour. So in effect, you're actually exercising for, what, that 40 minutes hard exercise where you're sweating and getting the blood pumping and that. Because, again, if the blood is pumping, it's feeding more oxygen to the brain. You're breathing more deeply, which means you're getting more oxygen into your body, which improves your thought process. It improves your thinking. It improves your sleep. It improves your metabolism. It improves your digestion. It improves your gut function, that it works daily. Everything harbors on, are you exercising enough?
Absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Leslie, for your time this morning. I don't know who is not moved or convinced at this rate, but there you have it. Leslie Mayer, physiotherapist and author, reminding us that we need to focus on moving our bodies and the sedentary lifestyle. Just actually, as I said earlier, it sounds more and more like, you know, an extreme sport. Taking that seriously is so important for us.